You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was preached on the ninth Sunday after Pentecost, August 11, 2019, by the Reverend Steve Best, Associate for Couples and Family Life at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
This morning, Jesus is asking us to go on a treasure hunt, but we are not to look in the usual places. You know, the places like the safety deposit boxes, the bank accounts that we've forgot about, treasure chests buried deep within the earth. Now, some of you may be still bearing gold. I'm not going to ask you about that. Or maybe the layers under the dust, the treasures under the dust in our attics. There are vaults where money is minted and stored, and maybe this last week you heard about the $2.5 million worth of pesos that were stolen from a so-called secure vault in Mexico City. No, we are told to look in the heavenly places for the greatest treasures. We are called to look for the promises of faith and of hope and of love. Now, the treasure of hope was arguably the greatest treasures for those first Christian communities. Having suffered greatly under Roman persecution, they yearned and prayed fervently for Christ to return. And yet, when the kingdom was not yet visible, they began to have doubts. What they could clearly see, the kingdom that counted in terms of controlling and regulating their daily lives, well, that was a kingdom run by Rome. And it must have appeared as a kingdom that had no end. And yet these early Christians, these faithful Christians, held on to a communal hope, the hope found through the giving and receiving of holy bread and wine, much as we do, the study of sacred scriptures, and the love they offered to each other. And this love included the sharing of their material possessions. In the book of Acts, for example, we learn that these early Christians saw that the existing economic system was not working. So they courageously pooled all their resources together and creatively distributed them equitably to those who had the greatest and the most urgent needs. This fresh approach to possessions transformed them and deepened their faith to each other and how God was working through them. They saw that the material and the spiritual treasures were inextricably connected. Now, in today's reading in Hebrews, this vision of an alternative way of being community was connected to those early Christian visions of faith, that beautiful definition of faith, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. They built on a faith they inherited from Abraham and Sarah. They never gave up searching for a homeland. Abraham and Sarah were relentless in the pursuit of God's kingdom. They yearned for a city where the foundations were designed by God, the chief architect and the chief builder. And yet, these treasure trove of faith that they had discovered and inherited from their Hebrew ancestors, these Christians still struggled to see where this new city might be built. Where was this homeland that they might find? Now, fast forwarding into the future, some 150 years later, the Christian community, through faith and perseverance, hard work, and grace, had grown and had accumulated earthly possessions and wealth. We know that on August 4th, 258 AD, Pope Sixtus and his seven deacons were arrested in the catacombs of Rome. Now, one of the deacons there was Archdeacon Lawrence, who, in the face of impending martyrdom, had this to say to the Roman guards questioning him as to where the church's treasures might be. The treasures, well, they are right here. Let's take a walk out into the street and see. And there gathered were all the sick and the poor of Rome. And just hours later, all the church resources, the gold, the silver, everything, and the valuables had been distributed to all of the poor and needy in the town. So he concluded, "Well, look here, dear soldiers, this is where the true treasures of the church are. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Needless to say, the emperor was not amused. And I won't tell you the rest of the story there. Lawrence's feast day was on Saturday, by the way. Even under these grim circumstances, the sharing of earthly treasures led to renewal and restoration and healed hearts among the community of faithful. They needed to see how the spiritual treasures of faith, hope, and love got played out in daily life. Now, usually our threats to our earthly treasures take a different form. Usually we're not facing the execution by a tyrannical leader, but think about the thieves. They're still around, right? That hasn't gone anywhere. And the moths, well, they're there too. My nice Pendleton wool sweater is destroyed over, a few years of neglect there on my part. But what about the stock market fluctuations, paying notice to where your emotions and your spirit goes when things go up and come down? The taxes, currency devaluations, climate change, and yes, more recently, trade tariffs. These threats often put us on the defensive, and then we travel down this road of scarcity and fear and protection. This has a tremendous impact on us spiritually. It puts us at risk of developing personal theologies that put the focus on comfort and our own security and our own individual salvation and well-being rather than looking at the whole, making the sacrifices, the risks, considering what might benefit all of God's people, not just a privileged few. I've recently discovered a new Anglican treasure. I'd like to share this treasure with you. Many of you have visited Westminster Abbey. Beautiful place, London, England. The site of coronations and burials of national dignitaries and poets and all sorts of things. Royal weddings occur there. Ceremonies, events of, well, in Britain's point of view, eternal significance. Their long and proud history. It's a place that you can clearly get lost in, and I do in any place I'm in like that, for I'm always the one looking for the hidden treasures that the tour guide leaders say you can't go there, or you can't go to this crypt, you can't go to that. You know, my wife's always trying to find me. In one of these chapels, at Westminster Chapel Abbey is a very small stone in front of an altar that reads F. Lewis Donaldson, 1860 to 1953. Now, Frederick Lewis Donaldson was an outspoken activist priest who held the office of canon to Westminster and assistant dean for 23 years. He was known for his strong and prophetic opposition to World War I, the support of the rights of workers and the unemployed, an advocate for women's suffrage long before it was popular. He deeply understood that there was always a connection between faith and money, between earthly and heavenly treasure. On March 20th, 1925, he delivered a sermon at Westminster Abbey that later became known as the Seven Social Sins. In this prophetic sermon, he identified seven temptations that he thought threatened our ability to live into the kingdom that God had promised. The seven social sins, as I will now lay them out for you, I believe are as relevant today as they were almost 100 years ago when they were first delivered. The temptations are wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, commerce without morality, science without humanity, religion without sacrifice, politics without principle. 6 months after Donaldson gave this sermon, Mahatma Gandhi published the same list of social sins in his weekly newspaper called Young India. These simple principles that Gandhi learned from Donaldson had a significant and lasting impact on his leading India's journey to self-governance and to freedom from the colonialism that was robbing India of her national treasures and contributing to Britain's spiritual bankruptcy. Like Jesus, Gandhi and Donaldson believed in the nonviolent pursuit of what is good and a treasure for all, believing that if an action is not creating treasure for all people, it is not creating a treasure for anyone at all. Now, all this to say is that the deepest treasure that we can find is within our own hearts, and it's known as love, and its value increases only when we share it with others. And it's so by sharing our deepest gifts and our treasures, both hidden and those that are visible, these human traits can then be renewed and restored and then aligned in accordance with God's kingdom. What God expects from us depends on our unique and personal opportunities, so they're different for all of us. But he puts us in places where love and service and blessing are to be shared. We need to keep our eyes open to these possibilities, for they are ever new. And as the gospel reminds us today, we are to be dressed for action, live with our lamps fully lit, so that we can see where this true treasure might lie. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.